This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:07 Monday morning. It's just starting to get light outside. We're all broadcasting from home. This is week three for us. Lucky for us, we get to continue to do the job that we love so much from our houses. A lot of people are actually out there on the front lines. We just talked to Betsy half an hour ago or so. She's a grocery clerk and was talking about, you know, just don't bring, it's not a family outing. Make it a, what do you call it, Vinny, when it's like a covert mission or something?
Stick,
you know,
and move.
Stick and move mission.
Have your list, get your stuff, get out. The right. Meandering and the I watched a guy, so there's I went to Target on Saturday morning. I had a couple things that we really needed and then a couple hopeful sort of quickie things I'd pick up while I was out. I checked the toilet paper aisle and there was a lot of empty space in between the rolls, but there was toilet paper there. So this guy is sitting there in front of the Cottonelle. Where's my ding ding shame?
Sure.
That's one of the many brands that you may recognize. And it was the package with the most rolls. So I look at what the packages that are available to me, and I look over at that one and I'm like, oh, that's the one you gotta get, right?
Right.
You want the most rolls possible for the one package they're gonna allow you to buy.
Oh, it's a limit of one?
I don't know, but I wasn't gonna even think about taking two.
Right. You don't want to be that guy.
No, I do not want to be. I mean, that's the last thing our radio show needs is...
Vinny bought two packages of toilet paper.
Radio show host caught hoarding from in front of Target or whatever. I don't need that.
Vinny filled up his whole minivan.
Yeah.
With toilet paper.
Right. So I wasn't going to be that guy. But I also had to walk over and say, pardon me, because this dude was parked in front of the toilet paper. I don't know if he was... You know how you can look at the little tags on and it'll tell you the price per
ounce or whatever.
Right. And it gives you an idea. What I'm looking at the guy thinking, I get it. Maybe you're on a budget. But right now, is that the time to think about?
So well, maybe.
Stick and move. Move through the store.
Maybe he was just so odd that there was actually toilet paper that he couldn't look at it long enough.
Well, he was parked and I had to invade a space to get what I needed and get out of there. So that's what I think the grocery stores most want, is for you to keep your trip short, get in, get out, get on the way.
Right. It's not a family outing. This part of the show, The Trash, is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. We're going to record one of those today. Last night we ran all the wires out of our house to the place that we're going to make Johnny sit. Far, far away from us. And we'll get that up. And listen, people are, if you're looking for stuff to listen to, podcasts, they're where it's at.
I got a feeling Johnny Mosley's the cure to this whole mess. You guys should probably just have him in the house. I mean,
I feel like we should.
Don't you think his good looks and his muscles,
his health, I
think it could really be the cure to this whole thing.
He is a healthy dude.
Yeah,
I'll try that out next time we record. We're he's home for this foreseeable future. So we're just doing one today. We're going to do one kick-ass Johnny Pod, and then We'll do it again next
week.
Well,
run this by him if you would. Just send him in to after the coronavirus and tell him to let us know when it's all safe.
All right, great. I'll tell him that Vinny wants him on the case.
Yeah.
And that's what needs to happen.
If he can't charm the coronavirus, then tell him to beat it up.
Sure. One or the other. Start with charming, though. It's always best to start with a charm.
Who's more handsome than that guy?
I can't think of one person, Vinny.
Me neither.
Just wow. Every time, but I can't even speak when I'm around him. That's why that's the real reason we're putting him out in the shed.
Your husband doesn't want him around. Is that it?
Well, my husband can't speak either.
Right. Well, plus you're doing your show without pants. I mean.
Right. I don't want him seeing me without pants on. For God's sake.
What do you call that? You're sitting on a gold mine?
Down. No, that was what Yuzette used to say. Mine's more of like a, you know, it's coal down there. It's old.
Coal?
I don't know, man. A coal mine? I'm trying to think of the opposite of a gold mine. I guess there's people who want coal, too. That's all I've got to offer
you. You're the opposite of a gold mine? That's ridiculous. Yeah, I don't know. Please. Yeah,
it's a mine that's been shut down.
I think the entire New England area would speak differently on that.
Well, they're like, you know, that was 35 years ago, so.
The entire area.
Yeah, the whole
thing. I'm sure
I did all the guys there.
The young kids have heard the tales of the hot chick from Geneva who blew through town. And
Geneva was the name of my band. I wasn't actually from Geneva.
Right.
But, yeah. Well, we, you know, I was busy. It was a good year-ish. So here we go. Here's some celebrity trash. These are celebrities out there just trying to have fun, trying to do some good in the world, Vinny. Post Malone is hosting a virtual celebrity beer pong tournament. Remember when he beat someone? Let me see if I can find that. I have like three stories on this thing. He beat, Tyler Yahweh in November. He had a big bet going with this guy that he could beat him at beer pong, and he won $50,000. Like, this dude had to cough up 50 grand. Do you remember that?
I don't, but I do know that ping pong among people who play gets way more serious than you'd think.
This is not ping pong. This is beer pong.
But it is. Isn't beer pong done on a ping pong table?
It is, but isn't it just you bounce your thing across the table and there's and you're trying to get it into the corner cups. I'm not sure exactly how beer pong works.
We just drank beer and played ping pong, so I don't know.
So it was sort of like this.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly how it's, but you know what? You can watch it. The coronavirus will not stop Post Malone from partying with his Bud Light. Isn't that what he drinks? Bud Light? Mm-hmm. Or Bud? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So this is an epic virtual beer pong tournament for his self-isolating celebrity pals. He's calling it the Bellina Cup. Which, if you look carefully, it's ball in a cup.
Oh.
Bellina.
Oh.
He is so creative. So Posty is recruiting a bunch of big name celebrities. He's got NFL players Travis Kelce, K-E-L-C-E, Kelce, and Rob Gronkowski, the Gronk, Gronk's girlfriend. She is a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Surprise, her name is Camille Kostek. Kostek. Johnny Manziel. Isn't that what was Johnny Manziel's handle? Like party boy or something?
No. It was like, it's not football. Is it Johnny Football?
Something. Isn't he the guy who got kicked out because he was partying too much?
Yeah, he's definitely had problems that ruined his career for sure.
You're right. It is Johnny Football.
Johnny Football?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny former football? Machine Gun Kelly, Kane Brown, Major League Baseball pitchers Trevor Bauer and Mike Clevenger. There were some other people too. Let me see if I can find more people in his list. Marcus Stroman, an NHL player named Tyler Seguin, Danny Amendola. So it's they're calling it the March Madness of Beer Pong. It's on Instagram Live. All the proceeds, because you have to pay for this, I guess, are gonna be donated to aid related to COVID-19. There's
Good.
Even a big trophy. So this is the Bellina Cup, ball in a cup, and Post Malone is. Let's see if there's. Oh, I see. You don't have to pay for this. Each team is going to pay an entry fee, and the winnings will go to the charities.
Oh, good.
It includes a commemorative trophy, a wrestling belt. It's going to be conducted via video chat from the celebrities' homes because, of course, social distancing and isolation. It's set to begin next week, 2 matches per night. So if you're interested in this, you're going to want to follow Post Malone and be ready.
Hey, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Are you guys getting a little bit of a hum?
I am not getting a hum.
I don't hear a hum.
Okay, good.
Nicole? No, she says
yeah,
no.
And she's hearing the air feed, so.
Okay, great.
Okay. My heater's on.
No. It doesn't. I just wanted to make sure. I can hear a little hum, but it might just be this big device that I've got sitting in front of me.
Okay. Let's see. L.A. Clippers owner Steve Ballmer is donating $25 million to COVID-19 relief. Part of the money is going to go towards speeding up development of a vaccine.
That's the guy who bought the team from that Donald Sterling dude.
Oh, really?
He's the Microsoft guy.
Oh, right. The Clippers.
Big money.
Yeah. Oh, huge money. $25 million is nothing to him.
Right.
Futures nonprofit is teaming up with Atlanta Sewing Style to produce handcrafted face masks for countless doctors, nurses, scientists, other people working in hospitals around COVID-19 patients. Cloth masks, if you're making them at your house, Sewing Nation is on this. I'm seeing a ton of people posting these huge stacks of masks that they're making, and you can drop them at Joann's locations. Obviously, at your local hospital, they want them too. If you want to go direct, and I've had a lot of people asking me, like, where can I get these? And I'm dropping them through official channels, and I'm going to keep some for my family, and I'll send you guys some if you want.
Yes, please.
But I'm basically going straight through the proper channels, I guess.
We had a few masks left over from those boxes we bought for donation for the campfire. So I have a couple here, mm-hmm. but some of the ones that I had left over, I've already donated. So
right. So yeah, I'll get you some cloth masks.
That'd be great.
And there's all different, if you're looking for patterns on them, it's really, you know, you could simply Google that. But there's ones, they have ones that people are sewing in like garbage bag ties, you know, those little wired ribbon.
Oh, yeah.
To do over the nose, and ones that have an opening in the back that you can stick an N95 mask into it and then be able to change it out. Because
extend
I guess they're washing
life.
Extend
That's
the life
great.
of the N95 just by covering it and giving it a little bit more. But apparently, whether you've washed these things or not, as soon as they get to the hospitals, they're going through the hospital laundry. So don't worry
good.
About that. That you know they're not giving out anything that's come from some random place without washing it first.
One of my friends that's a healthcare worker said that she got her N95 issued, I don't know when, a week or two ago, and she broke the strap to the thing. She was having to reuse this thing for weeks on end and broke the strap and was like, oh, no. you can imagine.
No.
I mean, now it becomes this makeshift tie thing, and you have to start being super ginger with it because you don't want to make it the – it's awful that those aren't –
Right.
Widely available right
it
now.
It really is. I mean, hopefully the supply chain will catch up. I mean, clearly there's a need. I was also reading, because I've been waiting on Elastic that I finally found on Overstock and still has not arrived. But they're saying that it's actually, although it's a pain in the ass to tie them on, the ties are great too because the Elastic can rub people's ears. And so that's not ideal either.
Well,
so
I would
you can find a pattern.
Making him... And getting them to people is the move. So if you're waiting on the elastic, go with the tie.
Yeah, I know.
That makes the most sense.
Exactly. All right, let's do some good news here. John Krasinski has launched a YouTube show dedicated to good news. I guess one of his guests is Steve Carell, their office mates of the show,
right.
The Office. Mm-hmm. He says he wants to bring good news to the world amid all the bad. On Sunday, he launched something called Some Good News. This is just a video that he posted to YouTube. This particular one featured a guest, Steve Carell. This is a follow-up to his tweet last week asking people to send in, quote, stories that have made you feel good this week or the things that just made you smile. He was dressed in a suit and tie with an SGN, some good news sign behind him. His daughters had made it.
All right.
I know. And, Brini, were you able to grab a little audio from this initial video?
I did. I just grabbed the intro because...
Okay, great.
Here it is.
Good evening, everybody, even though it is very clearly the afternoon, and welcome to SGN. John, what is SGN? That's a good question. For years now, I've been wondering, why is there not a news show dedicated entirely to good news? Well, desperately seeking my fix somewhere else, I reached out to all of you this week, asking, nay, begging, for some good news. And boy, did you deliver. After reading those replies and the incredibly heartwarming stories that came with them, I thought, all right, enough is enough, world. Why not us? Why not now? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is your fault, and this is SGN. I'm John Krasinski, and if it isn't clear yet, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing.
So he did
now, for some good news.
Listen, this guy is a highly paid actor, and that's the best he can do reading his own script?
I know.
Yikes!
I was laughing, too, like, oh, nay. So he did the show like a nightly newscast, a stack of papers that he frequently shuffled and organized on the desk, you know, like newscasters of the old
days. Yikes.
He turned to different camera angles. He's clearly got someone there running the thing. He spotlighted a bunch of stories that people had tweeted at him. Public cheers for healthcare workers around the world, a neighbor helping out another by mowing their lawn, a citizen leaving toilet paper and hand sanitizer on his porch for delivery personnel, a grandfather meeting his grandson for the first time through a window by social distancing, a couple getting engaged in Maine. It was all cute stuff. And he interviewed like a 15-year-old girl named Coco who just finished her final chemo treatment. It was good news, all of it.
Cool.
And it's funny because he was saying that he's been wanting to do this for years and probably it couldn't be more welcome at a time like this. This is when we need some good news.
Well, I was going to say when you started the story, and I hate to I didn't squash the story by saying something like, where's he finding that? Because it's hard to find out there.
It is.
The good news is the good stories are few and far between right now.
Well, and you know, the thing is that I think that's in a large part why we've turned to some of, you know, we're doing these capeless hero things because those are good news, even though they have to do with the coronavirus. The good news is there are people out there who are helping. Wasn't it somewhere around here? I have Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, like 12 inspiring quotes. And one of them is, you know, when disaster happens, look for the helpers. They're always there. There's always good people who are trying to make the world a better place. Trying to be a helper, not a hinderer. Anyway, John Krasinski has got a YouTube show dedicated to good news. You can find that on his YouTube channel.
Mr. Rogers.
I know. You know what? Let me see if I can find that. I've got that somewhere.
By the way, the helpers often can't help themselves. Like, maybe that wasn't the way to word that. I've grown up, one of my friends is a fireman, and he is that guy, man. He will run and help you. And I try to be, you know, helpful as much as I can, too. But this guy, God, the amount of things he's willing to drop and run to help people, it's like, oh, he was born for this. It's his thing. He can't help it.
Oh, damn it. I can't find it, Vinny.
Statement that Mr. Rogers made made me think of him, and I think of the helpers, and I realize that they are... they're born to it. They're awesome, and they are always there.
So
and
he's
thankfully,
a helper.
So
I found the story. Here's some Fred quotes from Mr. Rogers. And listen, kids, maybe you don't know who Mr. Rogers is. Now's the time. Go back and binge some Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. You know, we grew up with this guy, and he was just a calming, solid. He was a character in my life growing up. Here's a quote from him: "In times of stress, the best thing we can do for each other is to listen with our ears and our hearts. And to be assured that our questions are just as important as our answers." He says, next quote, "Often out of periods of losing come the greatest strivings toward a new winning streak. How great is it when we come to know that times of disappointment can be followed by joy? Confronting our feelings and giving them appropriate expression always takes strength, not weakness." And this one here, we get into the helpers. "Real strength has to do with helping others. All of us at some time or other need help. Whether we're giving or receiving help, each one of us has something valuable to bring to this world.
It's awesome.
Oh, listen to this one. Imagine what our real neighborhoods would be like if each of us offered, as a matter of course, just one kind word to another person. There is no normal life that is free of pain. Mm. Real strength is neither male nor female, but it is quite simply one of the finest characteristics that a human being can possess. Oh, my God. And it goes on.
He's awesome. There's no doubt that right now we need that guy in this world, because I'll tell you, or at least his statements, when you go out, you do find yourself, because this sickness is for real, and you do want people to keep their distance, and you do find yourself going, wow, at a time when we are trying to all stay healthy, you find yourself almost perturbed or upset by someone who's getting too close. Right. And it can be that's not the society we want. That's not our society in general. I think in general, we're pretty friendly people, and there's a lot
of good people out there.
It's a tough time to keep mental resilience and happiness high. And so we're going to have to work on it.
I'm going to end with this one. Kristen Bell, who is hilarious, Veronica Mars. She is hosting a Nickelodeon Town Hall special for kids tonight. This is about coronavirus, so it's for kids. Kids are participating in this, and she is hosting the thing. So if your kids are having trouble dealing, or if you're looking for something to entertain your kids with, to give them a better understanding of this, it looks like she is Kristen Bell, Nickelodeon. It's a kid's eye view of life today amid the coronavirus pandemic. Hashtag kids together, the Nickelodeon Town Hall. It's an hour-long special directly addressing kids' questions and concerns about COVID-19. Tips and insights from medical experts, kids and families across the country will give first-person accounts of how they're handling social distancing and other changes in their lives. Alicia Keys is set to perform at the event as well. So if you're looking for something specific for your kids to help them, Kristen Bell hosting a Nickelodeon Town Hall. This is this evening. I am not seeing a time on this. Here it is. Tonight, March 30th at 7 p.m. on Nickelodeon.
All right.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, I've got some tips from astronauts who know something about isolation, so they should be able to give us some positive ways to deal with our newfound
aloneness.
Newfound being cooped up. Also some fast facts and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.